producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back. I'm David Nutter. We're going to do one more segment here because I didn't quite get finished with what I wanted to say. I wanted to finish what I was talking about with this particular terrorist attack. Just as we point out, there are horrible regimes like Saudi Arabia, like Brunei, that we are so closely tied to, that we support. We have overthrown other countries where there wasn't war, places like Libya, as Hillary Clinton was involved in Benghazi, turning it into a radical jihadist wonderland, creating total chaos. That's the legacy of our American foreign policy, a legacy where we have destroyed Christians and Muslims getting together, being able to live together at some level of tolerance. Yes, I know it's not the same kind of tolerance that we see here in America, but there were Christian churches in these countries before our foreign policy. Now there are none. It is a deliberate foreign policy by our government to create this kind of persecution, to put people like the Sultan of Brunei, back them up so that they can enact their Islamic dictatorships. But at the lower level, just as we were talking about with the It's a Wonderful Lie, at the lower level, person to person, many people will do the right thing if we can get rid of this overarching control by the people at the top. I want to play for you a one-minute report here from CNN talking about this particular terrorist attack, how the Muslims shielded Christians there in Kenya.
They're in two groups. One group Wafa, one the other group. So I immediately see people running to the road to stop us. And they told us to get those who are Muslims to come out, go back to class, go back to the bus.
A man on the bus told CNN there were 12 Christians on board. The gunman wanted to identify them and execute them. He says Muslim passengers helped hide some of them on the bus, and they gave the Christian woman headscarves before the gunman made them line up on the road. They stood strong, said the witness, telling the gunman, quote, "If you want to kill us, then kill us. There are no Christians here." Al-Shabaab then fled.
We are all Kenyans. We are not separated by religion. Everybody can profess his own religion, but we are one country, we are one people, it's a nation. That was a very good message.
See, at the lower level, not the people at the top, not the people like Obama or Hillary Clinton or George H.W. Bush, but at the lower level, we can stand up against this insane violence. So what they said, they, as you heard in the report, they gave them some clothing to help them hide from these terrorists. They said, if you want to kill us, then kill us. There are no Christians here. And actually, they did kill two people. Three others were injured. But they could have killed more than a dozen Christians. That's how we can transcend this. We need to transcend this. We need to stand together against this kind of political oppression. And just real briefly, we see as people are pushing back against the idea that we need to vet people coming to this country from areas that are at war with the United States, areas where we are running these Islamic jihadists and will probably bring them in. That's what really scares me about this. I know that our government has created and funded ISIS and the Mujahideen, all these Islamic surrogates that they have done, using them to try to overthrow Russia 63 years ago, using them again in Afghanistan, using them in Libya, using them in Syria. They're going to bring them here, folks. And that's what Donald Trump was talking about when he said we need a temporary ban on this. Rand Paul had done the same thing. He had introduced a bill. There was no support for that bill in the Senate. What does that tell you? It's a bipartisan move. It's not just Obama that's trying to do this. And so we've got a polling organization coming out of Raleigh, North Carolina. I would call them really more of a trolling organization. They do all these different polls that are pushing people towards a Democratic position. They had a poll earlier this week. They asked Republican and Democrat voters if they would agree to bomb Agrabah. Now, of course, that is a fictional city from Aladdin. And then they talk about, oh, yeah, well, this many Republicans would do it. This many Democrats would do it. Look, they're simply trying to do a push-pull to tell people that we should not be concerned about what our government is doing to undermine not only Syria, but America. Stay with us when we come back. Rob Dew, Joe Biggs, and guests will be talking about what's going on there.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive, and sitting next to me over here is Joe Biggs, former staff sergeant in the Army, and he's got some interesting war memorabilia he's going to show you guys that someone sent to him. And also, we're going to talk about some Trump news. Last night, we did a video. Actually, I shot it, and Biggs was the reporter on that video, talking about how a co-chair from Illinois of the Republican, one of Kasich's minions, went out and said that, you know, the only way to take out Trump is with a headshot. Which sounds like an assassination attempt to me. I don't care how you spin it. When I think of headshot and talking about a president, I think about JFK.
And this is the thing, though. When you actually go listen to the audio, it's not that bad. But here's the thing. It's the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
If you or I were to say something like that and we were to tweet it out or be on a radio show, like, what do you think about Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Well, the only way to take that woman out, you know, is with a headshot.
Right.
Minutes, you're going to have stormtroopers coming in, Secret Service, cops, FBI, everyone coming in, doing background checks. They're going to go, oh, this guy had PTSD. Oh, he has guns. Let's take it all away. Let's throw them away and lock the key. You know, that's what happens. That's ridiculous. But this guy's going to go out there, and you haven't heard anything about us today. I haven't seen John Kasich issue an apology. I haven't seen anything about that.
Nothing at all.
Trump's campaign said, hey, we want an apology from Kasich. That is ridiculous that your guy's going to go out there.
Kasich is literally the barbed wire man. He jumps on the barbed wire for everybody else to run over top of him to attack him.
That's exactly
and what it is. David Knight said it back in one of the debate shows, because that's exactly what he is. He's just a total hitman for, you know, the Republican Party to try and take out Trump. And, you know, and I'm not even one way or another against Trump. There's some things that he says that I don't like. There's a lot of things he says that I do like. But, he gets demonized for saying the word schlong, and they talk about it endlessly on TV with the talking heads, yet somebody says, you know, the only way to take him out is with a headshot.
But if someone said that about Hillary Clinton,
right,
I'd be all over the place.
I'd be all over. Oh, poor Hillary. Oh, she would love news like that. And the reason also I brought you in here, there's an article from the American Mirror. It came out yesterday. Video, Women Defy Media Narrative, Love Trump at Packed Michigan Rally. And I guess one of the thumbnail of the video is a young lady wearing one of our own Hillary for Prison t-shirts. There it is right there. And her name is Linda Lesage. Lesage, is that how you say it?
I believe
Lesage.
So. I'm calling her Trump Girl now.
Trump Girl, yeah. So we're going to have her on in a little bit to talk about why she did this. But just, and she did it because her uncle, I guess, is a fan of InfoWars and, you know, bought her a shirt. And so she decided to get active, get off the couch, and go do something. And then she's interviewed by the media. She gets to put out the idea about the left-right paradigm. I mean, all kind of stuff just happens just by wearing a shirt to an event.
Yeah, it's an amazing shirt. And that's why I always encourage people to go and pick one up because, you know, when I wore it,
Show them the shirt. There it is, right there.
Doing my Superman. You know, I wore it back to the Trump rally, had a standing ovation of about like 10,000 people. Everyone wanted to take pictures, you know, get in conversation, debate over it, whether they liked it or not. Everybody there obviously liked it. Outdoors, not so much. Then we went to the Hillary Clinton rally, and then I wore it there amongst the wolves, you know, and there was a lot of supporters on the outside of the fence that were there. So, I mean, it's a great shirt to stir up debate, talk about issues, and it's really awesome to see the people smile when they see it because you can tell who's not a lifeless soul walking around like some zombie that's just really ready to vote for Hillary.
Totally, totally agree. We're going to get into some TSA news as well coming up. And also, I want to take your phone calls. We're going to take in the second half of the hour. Maybe Joe will stay and join me on that. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the number to call in. And we're also going to play, I think we'll play your video from yesterday that you guys went out and shot, asking people if they want to bring in.
The Trinities.
Yeah, they want to bring in unvetted Syrians. And they all said, yeah, let's do it. They signed the petition. Some of them even said, in fact, during the break, I want you to go grab that petition so we could show it to people. And some of them even checked that they wanted to house them.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people were like, I can't do it. I don't have any room. I'm too poor. But bring them in. Bring them in.
The best one was from San Francisco. Like, she's like, no, we live in San Francisco. San Francisco's too full. We don't have any more room for
them.
So you've got room to bring in people and make them homeless, but there's no way. Let's bring in homeless people and not give them any shelter then.
Well, speaking of bringing people in, let's bring our guest on. She's joining us via video Skype. She's a junior studying engineering at Michigan State University. She's a first-time voter. She's 20 years old, so this will be her first election. So she's getting in, I guess the first chance she could get in. I remember, I think I was 18 when I was able to vote the first time, and that was a Clinton election. That's how old I am. Anyway, let's bring her on. Her name is Linda Lesage. Linda, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's Lesage.
Lesage. All right. There you go. Oh, so it's a silent I at the end of the J. Lesage. So, Linda, tell us why you decided to wear the Hillary for Prison shirt to that Trump rally. And talk about, you know, I know you got interviewed by the media, but what were other people coming up and saying to you?
Well, I decided to get the shirt when I was buying Deep Cleanse as a conversation starter. And I've worn it a lot of places. I've worn it around campus. And I decided to wear it to the Trump rally because I know people there are awake, and I wanted it as a conversation starter. You know, when I wore it on campus, a lot of people just laughed it off. And until I started talking to them about it and about why Hillary should be in prison, about the Benghazi scandal and about her emails in the video. And it really amazes me how not awake the general public is.
Well, they're too busy about issues of no significance. You know, they're concerned about Star Wars.
Or what was his name?
Or whether we could say White Christmas or not. I mean,
or schlong.
by Donald Trump.
Right. I think it's the political correctness wave that's going on, that people are scared to take a stand.
Yeah.
So they'd rather be sheep and not say anything and not be involved. And people look both ways before they talk, so because they're scared of offending someone.
What do students say to you around college campus? Because my experience at college campuses here in Texas, like at UT, they're super liberal. They love Hillary Clinton. They're ready for her. Like, I'm ready for a brand new gun for Christmas. So what kind of responses do you get there on campus?
I get a lot of laughs. I get a lot of told that I'm racist and that I have it all wrong. But I try to enlighten them and tell them, are you involved? Are you really educated? Do you watch the committees that are taking place trying to investigate in the Hillary Clinton Benghazi scandal? And most of the time people say that they don't believe it and they think that it's a Republican scam to try to bring her down.
Yeah, that's the way they always frame. Anytime somebody is caught doing wrong, Republican or Democrat, they say, oh, it's just politics. It's really not anything. Lying, right. Killing people, it's all politics. It has nothing to do with, you know, real life. And if we were to do the things that Hillary Clinton has done, we would all be in prison.
Oh, exactly.
That's just right. It. You know, I guess you're going through this political correctness stuff being on campus. When I was in college in the 90s, it was there, but not nearly as bad as it is now. I mean, it's off the hook now. And now we had this story come out from Paul Joseph Watson. Coming to America, China introduces credit score for obedient citizens. And what's happening now at your colleges is what's going to come to the rest of us. It's going to be a bunch of ninnying, whining people, trendies, running around telling you what you can say and what you can't say.
It's a citizen report card. It's no longer a report card for your education, but it's your permanent record report card about how you act.
Linda, what kind of stuff are they doing just in general, not necessarily to you, but like at your school? Have they banned the word Christmas? Have they banned Christmas decorations? Have they banned certain sayings? What are they doing at your school?
Not necessarily. I don't really see much of that. I just see the students more so being quiet, the students not wanting to engage in talking about the news. More people like to talk about the latest trends or what's going to happen on e-news. A lot of people aren't involved in knowing what is happening in the government, nor do they want to be. That's why, but I was actually very surprised because when I went to the Trump rally, we drove about 3 hours to go there. There was a lot of young people there. So I was very pleased about that.
Yeah, you know, I found, especially with the internet, people who really want to get informed and who aren't just interested in the basic American culture, you know, that pop culture out there, are able to get the information, get informed, and get active. Because, I mean, I'll tell you, the tools that are out there with the internet now, you can really reach a lot more people than you could with just, you know, standing at a street corner.
What I don't get is how people are so, you know, into the pop culture stuff, though, because of the drama. Guess what? Get into politics. There's a lot of drama. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of backstabbing. It is better than reality TV. It is reality. It is happening, and it affects your future and everyone else's. So I just don't understand why more people aren't really into the politics, why they aren't, you know, just diving in and trying to find out about what's going on. Because it's better at the end of the day. I mean, who cares what Kanye West or Kim Kardashian do? That's ridiculous.
Exactly. And, you know, go ahead. Go ahead, Linda.
I really think that people take for granted what America is right now, having their free speech. They don't really realize that it could all be changed in a matter of months, years. And I think people really need to wake up and realize that this is a very important election, that America, the government, has been totally corrupt. Washington is totally corrupt. I think that people don't realize that this all can change, that pop culture won't matter soon enough, and what you said, what Kanye West is wearing and Kim Kardashian is wearing. That's why the youth needs to wake up, and everyone, the general public, needs to wake up and really get informed and vote, because this election is one that's really going to determine the fate of America.
Do you share the show often? Are you able to get the show out to other people and help them wake up at all?
Oh, yeah. I watched the show when I was studying for finals. people are asking me, what are you watching? And I'm like, InfoWars. Plus, I always show the back of my shirt.
Nice. And you were introduced to InfoWars from your uncle. How did he find out about it? And, you know, what I guess, attracted him to InfoWars?
Well, my uncle has been a big listener. And, you know, at big holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving, he always tells us about InfoWars and enlightens us and tells us about the product. He loves Super Male Vitality and always tells us that we should get on it. So when I just started getting involved. And
hey, stay right there. We're going to break. That's how it's done, people. It's through word of mouth is the way you could help spread the message of freedom and liberty. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product. And we're thrilled the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout, and we'll ship their gifts directly to them. We went the extra light year to bring you the true game-changing products, and they're all available this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
And feeling good was easy now. All right, welcome back. back to the fourth hour of the Overdrive Show. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me is Joe Biggs, and we were just talking to Linda Lachey. She's a 20-year-old engineering student at Michigan State University. I don't want to say Michigan because that's the big rivalry.
Yes.
Michigan and Michigan.
But hey, the only thing I like about Michigan, though, Tom Brady came from there, so that's awesome.
Oh,
just leave it at that.
Okay.
America.
More football propaganda. You know, the debates actually did better than the NFL. This last debate drew more people than the NFL.
That's good.
So that's a good sign. People are at least getting into this. And just like our guest, 20 years old, got some deep cleanse, bought a Hillary for Prison shirt, started wearing it around, wore it to a Trump rally, ends up, on video that's talking kind of funny, about the left-right paradigm.
Starts with a cleanse, and then all of a sudden she's breaking out and all this. It's awesome.
So, Linda, are you doing anything else on campus to get people active? Are you going to start a group, or what's your future plans?
I would love to do that. I'm really trying to start word of mouth with my friends, my close friends, to get them involved. But I would love to start something to make it broader, to engage a lot of people on campus.
All right. Well, do you want to give out a Twitter handle or anything like that to bring people to you and wherever you're doing your, activism, getting people active?
Sure. My Twitter name is Lynn and then 2 underscores L.
All right. See, if y'all can pull that up. Lynn 2 underscores L. And do you have anything else you want to add? Young people out there who might be thinking about just sitting on the couch for the rest of their college career and phoning it in, as I should say.
Right. I just want to say that the reason I like Trump is because I think that he's saying a lot of what the people that are actually involved in knowing what their government is doing and are informed about the corruptness. I feel like he's actually saying it out loud and telling us like no other politician has told us. He exposed the Clintons. He exposed the Bushes. I think that young people and older people alike that aren't involved need to think about what they want for their children and what they want to do in life. If you want to pay high taxes your whole life, if you want to not own your own business, if you want to not be your own boss one day or even make a great living, you need to really educate yourself and think about who you want to vote for.
Right. Do you want to be a slave or do you want to have freedom? Because right now we're going towards tyranny. We're going towards a Chinese-style sesame credit system where you're going to have neighbors and peers spying on you, telling you how to behave, and you're going to have higher taxes. You're going to have more regulations where you can't do as much without filling out some government form or getting a stamp for government approval. That's the road we're going down. And if we don't stop it, 5 years from now, we're going to be just like China. 10 years from now, we're going to be worse than China. It's just a matter of time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, thanks for joining us, Linda.
Hillary for prison.
Hillary for prison. Thanks for wearing the shirt. Uh-huh. Wear it proud. And send us more pictures wherever you go. And, let's keep it up over in Michigan. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. There you go.
Bye.
Thought criminal saying Merry Christmas. That was Linda Lachey, and a 20-year-old engineering student just said to get active. That's the way it goes. Hey, Biggs, pull out your Army memorabilia that you had. You were showing me earlier. And
Roger that.
Biggs got a letter from, you guys are going to have to shoot this on dot cam, and I guess, tell us the story. What's
all
the story
right,
about
so
this?
My buddy, James Sinetti, a good friend of mine back in Charlotte, he knew that I was in the 1st Armored Division and knew that this was something that I would really appreciate. Now, this is memorabilia. This is stuff from his great-granduncle who fought in World War II. Do I know? Okay, this is from, this is his actual patch. He was a commander in Patton's 7th Cavalry. This is from when he was in Sicily, and this is when he moved over into Patton's unit. Now, while over there in combat, he was able to, take out some of these Nazi soldiers. So this is from the uniform. This is like a breast plate part right here on the front of the uniform, the insignia. And then, I showed this to Alex earlier, and he just flipped out over it. He said it's probably worth, quite a few $1,000 or whatever. But this is an original Nazi belt worn by a soldier over there, and he just sent me a story and said, hey, I wanted you to have something like this because I knew that you would appreciate it. And that's definitely one of those wars that people fought hard for. And
I don't know too much German, but I know mit means with. Got mit,
God
means,
with us or something like
God
that.
With God us, with us, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Look at that. So the Nazis thought they had God on their side back in the day, trying to purify the world and take it over with the help of the British government.
Yeah.
By the way. So when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. We're going to get into some TSA news, and now they're gonna ban opt-out. So I think it might be time to look at starting a new opt-out protest, because it's time once again to tell the TSA that you're not going to look at our bodies and share images and do all this other nonsense that you want to do in the name of fake security. We'll be right back. It's the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Duke. Thanks for watching and listening. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We can really hear the kick drum in this. This, I think this is the theme song for Buckaroo Banzai. A film from my youth. I'm your host, Rob Duke. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. You can watch this if you are listening to this on radio and you want to say, what's going on? What does that Nazi memorabilia look like that you were showing in those patches from Patton's? What is the correct term? Patton's?
Patton's Sherman.
Sherman tank.
7th Cavalry.
7th Cavalry. Is that a battalion? What is that?
Yeah.
So Joe was just showing those last segment. You can go to Infowars.com/show, and you can see all the video. We're going to be showing a video a little bit later. I think I'm going to play part of Watson's piece talking about the new book that – who's that guy that wrote it? His name just blanked on me. Seymour Hersh.
Seymour Hersh has a new book. It's been reviewed. It's all about how Obama basically has been funding ISIS from the beginning. All these guys knew this. I mean, Bush knew that there was going to be turmoil if they went in and broke up Iraq. That's why they did it, so they could create a breeding ground. But then Obama took it a step further, went in, destroyed Libya, destroyed Egypt, started trying to destroy Syria, tried to declare war on Syria, and basically the American people stood up and said, no, we're not going to do it. The military has stood up. And so I think we're going to play Watson's report, and I think we're going to put all these all in one post. Stunner, Pentagon in secret revolt against Obama. So we'll play that, and we'll play part of your video, Biggs, as well, that that you guys did yesterday.
The liberal trinities that want to bring in unvetted migrants.
We'll just bring them all in. And we're going to go to your calls. I got Chris in New York, Luke in Washington, Mad Wit in Michigan wants to talk about the Second Amendment, and Jerry in Florida. But first, now is the time. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can support everything you see and here, coming out of Infowars.com, you can support us by becoming a member. You get 6 months free, so you're paying for only 6 months. It's like 10 cents a day. It's nothing. And you can share your username and password with up to 20 people. So that's an easy way to get active.
And you can do something fun with it, too, though. Yeah. Like I do on my Facebook, I create, like, meme contests, and I say, whoever the top five are, I'm going to get you a membership. And I've been doing that for the past few weeks.
There you go.
And so hand out the username, and that's how it gets other people.
I tell you what, it is really amazing. And the Prison Planet TV family, people all, you know, always send me emails. Hey, I'm a Prison Planet TV member. I saw this on here. I went back and was able to look up old interviews and then put my own video.
Great source.
People use it as a resource, especially filmmakers who are putting stuff together. We'll get rough cuts from filmmakers. Say, hey, can you send us, you know, these versions we got off YouTube that are old and somebody else's channel or before we were doing HD, and we still have the old HD versions on PrisonPlanet.tv. So become a member, PrisonPlanet.tv, 6 months free. And also, I don't know if you're a coffee drinker like I am, but we have a great coffee special now. You get 2 bags of the InfoWars coffee, and you get a free InfoWars mug while supplies last. And the coffee is 100% organic, non-GMO, and it's the it's from the mountain, Chiapas. the Chiapas Mountains of Mexico.
Look, I don't drink coffee. I've had coffee maybe a handful of times. And the other times I had it, it was just, you know, like a smells good.
Yeah.
Doesn't really give you much energy. I tried this stuff once, like almost 2 years ago when I first started here.
It's good
stuff.
I
was running around this place like I was like 19 again.
It'll wake you up.
I was like, I can't do this again.
Wake up America coffee. So you can find all that and more, especially your InfoWars life essentials like the Nascent Iodine, the Survival Shield, cleanse pack. We got Winter Sun, Deep Cleanse. All of it's there. InfoWarsStore.com. You can check out all the different specials we have. You know, this stuff, like our last guest was getting Deep Cleanse, decided to get the Hillary for Prison t-shirt, and, you know, just started wearing it around, waking people up. That's what it's all about, people. It's not going to happen with one big event. It's not going to happen with one big election. It's going to be a slow, protracted war. It's an information war.
People are proud of the product, though, too. I tell you, every time I've been to one of these places, like San Bernardino, for instance, the last time, there's like 30 or 40 people that showed up to come out and watch us shoot that Sunday episode with Alex, and everyone came. Like, you'd see them reach in their pocket, and they pull out, like, their Supermel Vitality or their Survival Shield or the X2, you know, the Nascent Iodine, whatever, all the different products, and they would just be so happy and proud, and they just wanted us to see that, hey, we're trying to help you guys out. We love the information you're putting out. We want to let you know that we're supporting that.
And it's not just supporting us. It's good stuff. I use the Nascent Iodine just about every day.
Silver is good, too.
The silver is amazing, and I use it in a variety of different applications. I'm a big proponent of silver. I've been using it for over, I don't know, 12 years now. And, I mean, it's I think I've been to, and since I've been using silver, I've probably been to the doctor two or three times.
Everybody I ran to when I was on that surfing trip in Hawaii, everyone had the silver.
Yeah,
They were drinking it with tea. They were drinking it with stuff in the morning.
It clears you out, whatever you need. So let's go to some calls first. Let's go to, I guess, Chris in New York is our first caller. He wants to talk about that China credit system, his sesame credits. Sesame, open sesame. So, Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, I saw that news about China firewall, great firewall, and the use of some type of credit incentive or maybe penalizing you for your dissent. It seems to me like it's the same tax that ISIS is engaging on Christians in the Middle East, and also pretty much to end any political dissent and anything that has to do with the libertarian or the national nationality, because any expression of nationality is considered hate speech. Now you have to identify with religion or with race, because Zbigniew Brzezinski says that nationality is no longer a viable option. And this is the same type of propaganda that is being taken to Europe, United States, of course, and the United States with George Soros and the Clinton administration and the Obama administration, rather, are taking it to the Dominican Republic with the demographic bomb of undocumented Haitians.
Yeah, and that is the goal of the globalists, is to wipe out nation barriers so they can create a one-world government where there are no nation states, there is no sovereignty, there's one body of unelected officials who's making laws and rules for everybody, and if you don't, well, at first it's going to be a nice little system like the Sesame Credit System where they just keep tabs on you and they let you know that they're watching you and that you said something bad today, you better change your ways. And, you know, you go to places where ISIS is in control and they're, you know, cutting your head off. So that's where it's going to lead to eventually, you know, regimes like Saudi Arabia. Chris, well, you got any final comments? Go ahead.
Yeah, they're cutting your head off in the commercial way, which is through your credit. Without credit, you have nothing.
Right.
So now they're creating refugees all over the world where some of these people don't even apply to for that refugee state.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's a virtual decapitation. You're exactly right. But what you're going to see is you're going to see people in China who are inventive and resourceful, just like they are in the United States, work around this system. You know, they're going to create, they're going to figure out how to game the system, because that's what humans do. When they see a system and how it's being skewed one way, they'll figure out a way to game it. And so I don't take any stock in this. I mean, I take stock that they're trying to do this, but like that it's going to be successful. In the end, it's going to fall on itself, because only if people willingly get into something will you have something successful. When you force people to get into something and force them into something, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Luke in Washington, what's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you for having me on the show.
Sure. Are you there? I guess we dropped Luke. Sorry about that, Luke. Jerry in Florida, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
How's it going?
I just wanted to basically call and start off by saying that I just wanted to thank Joe Biggs for his military service. It takes a special kind of guy to suit up and go to that kind of a dance. For us, so we can all be here safe and at home. And I just wanted to wish everybody at InfoWars, your organization, a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, thought criminal.
Well, I thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And, you know, that racist comment about Christmas right there, that's,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Are you wishing us a white Christmas by any chance? I can't believe that they want to ban it. People are like,
we got to ban this. This is
can't be white Christmas. It just has to be Christmas, and then totally Christmas ridiculous. Is offensive, so you can't say Christmas. It'll just be Moss. Happy Moss.
And, you know, I'm talking about this pushback. You know, they're trying to take guns away from people in Germany. Sales of guns, pepper spray surge across Germany as migrant crime rape wave explodes. You know, people are defending themselves because their government is not helping them.
Well, yeah, they're a part of the problem. They're creating the problem. They're allowing the problem to happen. You know, when I was in Paris, you know, I was sitting there listening to these guys, these Washington insiders. They're saying, yeah, the reason this attack happened is simply and purely because of the fact that the borders were wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that we're allowing these people to come in unchecked and vetted. That's what allowed this to happen. And then you got these fake passports popping up. You've got all this stuff going on. They want it to happen. And it seems like they're anti-gun, but at the same time, when you look at a lot of these people, these politicians, they've got money in these gun industries. So by creating this fear, they know they're also going to create another market, which is an explosion of sales in these guns.
Right.
You know, gun sales are out of this roof right now.
Commander-in-Chief, gun control executive orders expected within weeks. And then we have on InfoWars.com, firearms top American Christmas list.
So like you said, what, the last 7 months has been like the largest spike in sales?
Yep.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean,
seventh consecutive month to see record number of checks.
Yeah, Black Friday, they said the most guns, I think, sold in a long, long time. I don't know the exact date.
Yeah.
Were sold on this Black Friday. That's when I got my Chris Vector. That's when, you know, when I was in that store, packed. There were lines. You had to take a number to wait to be able to come to the counter and approach someone about getting one.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, like you said, they're creating this problem, and now people are going, hey, why are you talking about gun control in the news? No, we don't need gun control. I need the ability to protect myself because you guys aren't doing a damn thing about it.
We need border control. And I want to go to this video by Paul Joseph Watson. It's about 3 minutes long. Stunner, Pentagon in secret revolt against Obama. This is really what it's going to take. It's going to take the boots on the ground to just say, no, we're not going to do what you say. We're not going to fund these people. We're not going to give them weapons. So let's go to that video.
Remember in the summer of 2013 when the Obama administration was on the verge of attacking Syria and toppling President Bashar al-Assad? Twitter was flooded with images of US service members expressing their staunch opposition to being forced to act as al-Qaeda's air force. Reports at the time also confirmed that US military officials were dead against airstrikes. Now an explosive investigation by Seymour Hersh has confirmed that the Pentagon was engaged in a secret revolt against the Obama White House. A highly classified DIA and Joint Chiefs of Staff report predicted that arming the rebels and toppling Assad would lead to the rise of ISIS. The Pentagon knew that Obama was arming Islamic extremists and that the Free Syrian Army had evaporated. But the Obama administration didn't want to hear the truth, and the report was deliberately buried. So the Pentagon bypassed the White House entirely and handed intelligence on the same jihadists that Obama was arming to Israel, Germany, and Russia. This intel was then directly passed to Assad, who used it to turn the tide against the jihadists, almost certainly saving Syria from being completely taken over by the Islamic State. The bottom line is that many of the top brass in the Pentagon knew that Obama's policy would lead to an even bigger disaster than what we have now, and took decisive action to derail it. The secret measure was also partly a payback after Assad had helped fight al-Qaeda after 9/11, and Syrian intelligence had stopped an al-Qaeda attack on the headquarters of the US Navy's 5th Fleet in Bahrain. The US military also defied Obama by deliberately providing the rebels with outdated weapons, according to Seymour Hersh's Pentagon source. But this was derailed by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey, who gave the ISIS jihadists modern weaponry in order to help them topple Assad. In his report, Hersh also drops the bombshell that Turkey's support for ISIS is because Erdogan wants to restore the Ottoman Empire. He shares virtually the same goal as ISIS, who want to establish an Islamic caliphate or empire stretching into Europe, just as Muslim crusaders did before the Christian crusades. This report is stunning because it confirms why the Obama White House failed to properly target ISIS for at least 15 months. In his obsession with isolating Assad, Obama knowingly armed ISIS and, along with Turkey, helped the terror organization build its caliphate. Now elements of the Pentagon are in open revolt against this insanity and will continue to be should Hillary Clinton capture the White House. In so many ways, 2016 is shaping up to be a pivotal year for the future of the Middle East, the future of radical Islam, and the future of the free world. Everything is at stake.
And that was Paul Joseph Watson with some incredible analysis. And I have up here on our little iMac in here, Obama added his ISIS architect by Pulitzer Prize winning journalist. And that has links to all three videos that we've produced. One by Alex Jones, which kind of gives you a big background of this. One that's a little more in detail with John Bounds, Cy Hersh exposes Obama's ISIS. And then what you just saw, Stunner, Pentagon in secret revolt against Obama. And that article is very important to get out to people right now. They need to watch these videos. They need to spread them to others. We need to get lots of views on these videos to make them go viral so other people get woken up to this, because they think ISIS is this magic creation that happened in the middle of the desert by just sprinkling a little water in it. And that's not how it happened.
It's been in the works for a long time.
Very long time. I mean, you can go back to Zbigniew Brzezinski in the 80s. You know, funding Osama bin Laden.
You know, it didn't really get popular until, you know, like a little over a year ago. But, I mean, the people that we were fighting in Iraq, like Al Zarqawi and stuff like that. He was one of the main founders of ISIS, you know, and they took him out with two huge bombs when we were out there around, it was Camp Anaconda. So, I mean, this stuff's been going on for a while. It's just now making the news. But this stuff has been being built up. They've been getting these people prepped and ready to go after Syria. That's been one of their big ones they want to take out.
It was listed in the Axis of Evil.
Yep.
You know, so they've been calling for Syria for a long time. In fact, my old band I was in, we wrote a song called Shock and Awe when we invaded Iraq. And we said in the song, Syria, your butt is next. We didn't say butt, though. Let's go to Mad Wit in Michigan. he wants to talk about the Second Amendment. How's it going, Mad Wit?
Not bad, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. Merry Christmas to you and Joe.
Merry Christmas.
May all your Christmases be white. I don't think we're going to get one here in Michigan, though. It looks like it's going to rain.
Yeah, we're not going to get one in Texas.
No, not
in Austin.
The only thing that's white's my hair.
There you go, mine too. Hey, listen, all due respect, you guys do a great job, but I got a couple of bones to pick, and you guys are wrong about a few things, and I want to correct just one of them today if I can.
All right.
And it has to do with the Second Amendment. Now, I know you had Ted Nugent on recently from the NRA, and I've heard Larry Pratt, and I've gone through all those organizations. I can't get anybody to actually understand this or respond to it, but I've tried with you guys, and I want to do it one more time. First of all, you can't defend the Second Amendment, okay? You can't defend it. No matter how many times people say they're going to defend it, there's nothing to defend. It's like Joe Biggs taking a crew armed and manned to a position to take on the enemy, and the enemy's not there. There's nobody there. You can't defend the Second Amendment because it's not something you defend. It's something that you enforce. Now, the difference in...
Hey, hold that thought. We're going to break. I'm going to let you finish up, and I'll let you re-encapsulate what you just said. Stay tuned. Final segment of the fourth hour. Can the Second Amendment be defended? We're going to answer that question.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Final segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Sitting next to me riding shotgun's been Joe Biggs. And if you guys want to pull up the computer, this is actually footage of Joe yesterday. We're not going to have time to play this, but I encourage you to go check it out for yourself. Liberal trendies want to bring unvetted Syrian refugees to the U.S. Joe went out and got people to sign a petition to bring in Syrian refugees, and it's amazing. You also ask them, you know, if they want to sponsor, if they want to sponsor people when they come in. Most of them said no. They don't. They wanted to bring them in.
Well, it was interesting. You got these liberals out there. They're like, oh, we hate Donald Trump. I'll bring Syrian refugees unvetted? That sounds delicious. I was like, well, would you like to house them? Because you don't want to bring a whole bunch of people over here and make them homeless, and then they have to live off of our welfare system and screw that all up. Oh, no. I don't have room for that. I was like, well, you want to bring them over here and not give them a place to stay? I guess you're not too liberal. You're a liberal enough to destroy us, but not liberal enough to take that
Well, the government's got all the money. The government can help. You know, you got people with families. Like, yeah, we'll sign it. Bring them on in. We don't care. And then you look at places like Germany where the crime is rampant because they're not vetting these people.
Well, there was three people I talked to from Sudan that came up, and two of them said, yeah, I'll house them. And the other girl was like, oh. She's like, are you crazy? She's like, do you know what goes on? She's like, I'm not doing that.
And speaking of Syria, here it is from Sputnik. Scores enter Germany with fake Syrian passports similar to Paris attackers. So they're buying these for about $2,000 a piece. They say they're nearly flawless.
Well, here's the thing,
this article.
ISIS is the most profitable terrorist organization today.
They got money.
Billions. They got tons of money. They're seizing oil fields. They're, you know, holding people hostage.
How much does a passport machine cost?
Yeah.
Probably $10,000.
Yeah. They've got enough money to do.
Exactly.
So it's not few far beyond that this is happening.
And they're just going to plant people in with groups, and they're going to be sleeper cells, and they're going to come in and find people and get stuff right, and they're going to unleash havoc.
But you know they're just not just going to sneak in there. They're going to threaten people. They're going to like, all right, I'm coming in with your family.
We're going to kill you, uncle, and
we're going to take.
Or we're going to kill your family.
I'll make sure that you guys are protected through this whole process till we get to the U.S.
Yeah.
And then after that, as long as you help me in, you fake that I'm in here.
All right, Mad Wit, finish up. We got a couple minutes left. Finish up how we cannot defend the Second Amendment.
Yeah, my basic premise is you can't defend the Second Amendment. You have to enforce it. I just want to quote or paraphrase a guy. Marcus Aurelius was Caesar. He was general of the armies. He wrote in his Meditations that in order to solve any problem, and I'm paraphrasing, first thing you have to do is know it for what it is in and of itself. And what I'm going to tell you is this. The Second Amendment doesn't provide any right. The Bill of Rights don't provide any rights. You can't enforce your rights through the Second Amendment. What you do is you enforce the Second Amendment on the people that swore the oath to uphold it. There's only military, political, and judicial and law enforcement that swear that oath. That oath says that they will never make a law, they will never infringe, they will never abridge, they never alien the rights that are listed under the Bill of Rights. But they aren't rights for us. They're responsibilities for the government and the people that swear the oath. Now, when people go out there like Ted Nugent or Larry Pratt talk about defending the Second Amendment, they tell you to be in a defensive mode, to dig your feet in, and to get ready to fight to defend something. But there's nothing there. In fact, what it is, it's a requirement of the people that swear the oath that they'll never create any laws or bring anything in regards that might in some way interfere with your God-given rights. What they do is they supplant God and say they're your God. And that's what we've got a problem with, because when we talk about these rights, we double-think it. I've heard Alex many times double-think it. He'll say, you're exactly right, God gives you your right, blah, blah, blah. Then he'll turn right around and say, we've got to defend our Second Amendment right. You don't defend it. You prosecute people that fail to uphold their oath. What you've got is, since 1968 and additional members since then, is a whole bunch of people that swore the oath that committed treason by failing to uphold their oath. And it can be said over and over again, but until people get rid of that double thing, and it's the biggest organizations, the Gun Owners of America, the National Rifle Association, that perpetrate this perspective.
All right. Thanks for that, Mad Wit. We're out of time. It's definitely something to think about. Enforce the Second Amendment. I'm Rob Dew. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thanks for watching. Join us again tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central.
America.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.